Shout another hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless God for another wonderful day. We bless the name of the Lord. I will thank God for this prophetic decree, prophetic declarations. Thank God for how God has been using this prophetic decree to perform wonders in the life of people. We pray that the Almighty God will do greater work in your life in Jesus' name. Today is the seventh day of the month of December, year 2020. And I decree into the life of somebody that is listening to me that right from today, the finger of heaven shall promote your destiny. Weeping in your life is over. The affliction of your life is over. The attack of your life is over. Stagnancy in your life is over. Poverty in your life is over. Sickness in your life is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God that answered by fire shall promote your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your expectation shall not be cut short. The purpose of God concerning your life shall materialize. The finger of heaven shall do wonders in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wherever you appear this month, the glory of God will appear there. In the name of Jesus Christ, as from today, you will not meet with disappointment again. In the name of Jesus Christ, as from today, you will never meet with disappointment again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the arrow of aimlessness, the arrow of disappointment is sent back to the sender today in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, beloved. I pray that God will fight your battle for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I was saying yesterday, talking about power against household witchcraft. I'm able to tell you, I said it very categorically that the man's enemy are men of his own household. And I told you, especially if you are from African context, that there is no way you will not fight household wickedness. The devil have succeeded in really a recruiting agent in our family nuclear, family extended, to be an instrument of him, to be fighting for him, to be working for him. And I pray that any witch in your father's house, any witch in your mother's house that is really attacking your glory, attacking your destiny, shall be disgraced and be paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. These household witches, they are just an instrument for the devil. They are just instrument working for the devil. They are just instruments recruiting members into the kingdom of darkness, and they are very, very dangerous. They are very, very dangerous. Also, witches specialize in eating deep into people's life. I said it again. Also, witches specialize in eating deep into people's life without allowing them to know what is going on. They will be eating deep into your life, and they will never allow you to know what is going on, because it's not easy to dictate them. It's not easy to know them. They are very, very, very secretive. They are hidden. You can't know them except you begin to pray some prayers. You can't know them except you begin to graduate in the realm of the spirit. You can't know them except you are mature in the things of the Lord, because they will be walking very, very close to you, and they will be doing as if they are the one that's really pitying or the one that's really assisting you. Meanwhile, they are the agent of darkness. I decree right now that every agent of darkness in your family, every agent of darkness eating deep into your life from your family, I command that agent of darkness to be disgraced. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the agent of darkness to be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray today the activity of household witchcraft, activity of household wickedness in your family line shall be put to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. God will fight for you. God will defend his interest in your life. God will paralyze all activity of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. I know that situation we find ourselves now is as a result of this household wickedness. This situation is a result of this household wickedness. I cried so much one day because I was invited to a burial of a young lady. This lady died at the age of 29. And when I got to that very particular burial, oh my God, I was very, very sorrowful. I saw a lot of pastors there. They were crying. Why? Because this lady is about to back his PhD and to be the youngest student in that school to back the PhD at the age of 29. Oh my God, even in that family, nobody has ever backed that kind of degree before. But household wickedness wasted her. Household wickedness destroyed her. Household wickedness sent her to the grave, saying, let us see how you are going to back your PhD. Oh, one of the lecturers was in that burial, and the lecturer was saying, oh, this girl, this lady that we are burying today, It's one of the youngest brains so far they have in their school. They all cry bitterly. They say she's going to bag her PhD in 2 weeks' time. Look at the activity of household wickedness. I decree, if household wickedness is hunting after your destiny, if household wickedness is one attacking your glory, today they shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Today they shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Today they shall be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, like I told you yesterday, to fight against household wickedness, you must develop holy anger. You must develop holy stubbornness. You must develop holy violence. You must develop holy aggression. You must pray aggressively. The Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You need to take it by force. There are prayers we are going to pray today, and that prayer is to release you from the captivity of household wickedness. And I want you to pray the prayer aggressively. Pray this prayer with all power inside of you. Say, activity of household wickedness in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, activity of household wickedness in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, activity of household wickedness in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus, activity of household wickedness in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus, activity of household wickedness in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus, activity of household wickedness in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus. In case you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, the next prayer, you will not be able to pray. Just begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, have mercy upon me. Tell the Lord, come into my life, save my soul, and God will deliver you. Father, I pray for your children as they have surrendered their life to you. Father, save their soul and liberate them from the yoke of sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you are qualified to pray this prayer. Say, all witches in my father's house, all witches in my mother's house, assigned to donate my blood, in the name of Jesus. All witches in my father's house, all witches in my mother's house, assigned to donate my blood, there, in the name of Jesus. All witches in my father's house, all witches in my mother's house, assigned to donate my blood, there, in the name of Jesus. All witches in my father's house, all witches in my mother's house, assigned to donate my blood, there, in the name of Jesus. All witches in my father's house, all witches in my mother's house, assigned to donate my blood, there, in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any agent of darkness using my picture to control my destiny negatively, there, in the name of Jesus. All agent of darkness using my picture to control my destiny negatively, there, in the name of Jesus. All agent of darkness using my picture to control my life negatively, there, in the name of Jesus. All agent of darkness using my picture to control my destiny negatively, there, in Jesus' name. Pray. Get a bottle of oil now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray right now into this bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water. They are going to receive the same power. Father, I pray into this bottle of oil that the anointing of the Holy Ghost shall move into this bottle of oil. The anointing of power shall move into this bottle of oil. The resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ shall move into this bottle of oil. I decree that the blood of Jesus shall move into this bottle of oil. I pray that the fire of deliverance shall move into this bottle of oil. Both the bottle of oil and the bottle of water in your hand shall carry the power that the enemy cannot confront, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil now, anoint your head. Anoint your head now, your center head. Put the oil there and place your hand there. You pray very well. Say, power assigned to bury my star, there, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bury my star, there, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bury my star, there, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bury my star, there, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to bury my star, there, in Jesus. I want you to shake your head now. Shake your head. Say, I shake back to the sender every evil arrow fire at my head, in the name of Jesus. I shake back to the sender every evil arrow fire at my head, in the name of Jesus. I shake back to the sender every evil arrow fire at my head, in the name of Jesus. I shake back to the sender every evil arrow fire at my head, in the name of Jesus. I shake back to the sender every evil arrow fire at my head, in Jesus' name. Pray. Now take the oil now. Now anoint your forehead. Now you have anointed the center of your forehead now, the front of your head, the face of your head. Anoint it now. Put the oil there. Rub it very well. Say, every evil mark of failure, place on my head, may wipe off by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every evil mark of failure, place on my head, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every evil mark of failure, place on my head, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every evil mark of failure, place on my head, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every evil mark of failure, place on my head, be wiped off In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink the oil a little bit. Drink the oil a little bit. And pray this prayer very, very well. Yes. Say, poison of the serpent in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent in my blood. In Jesus' name. Pray now. Anoint your chest down. Anoint your chest and place your hand there. Pray very well. Thank you, Jesus. Say like this. Say, arrow, fire from the covenant of witchcraft against my heart. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow, fire from the covenant of witchcraft against my heart. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow, fire from the covenant of witchcraft against my heart. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow, fire from the covenant of witchcraft against my heart. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow, fire from the covenant of witchcraft against my heart. Go back to the sender. 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 In Jesus' name, pray now. Anoint your stomach now. Anoint your stomach. Anoint your stomach now. La ponte le compracus santaleva. Rimo pontalia macandelebro soto licayaba. Ba ponta le pacontaliaba santa. You are going to pray loud and clear, with authority, with power. Say, every evil altar drinking my blood, eating my flesh, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar drinking my blood, eating my flesh, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar drinking my blood, eating my flesh, cast fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar drinking my blood, eating my flesh, cast fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar drinking my blood, eating my flesh, cast fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar drinking my blood, eating my flesh, cast fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar eating my drinking my blood and eating my flesh, cast fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Somebody is receiving deliverance already. Somebody is receiving healing right now. Now put the hand, put the oil on your hand and anoint your two hands. I challenge now every embargo placed upon your hand to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge now every yoke of failure on your hand right now to be broken in the name of Jesus. I challenge now every cobweb of failure on your hand to be wiped off in the name of Jesus. I decree that today your hand shall be free from poverty. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you right now, wherever you are, and you have lost your job. I decree right now, within the next few days, you will recover your job in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that fellow, you have lost your business as a result of the pandemics. I speak into your life right now. The Almighty God will favor you, and your business will come over again. You will receive divine help in the name of Jesus Christ. God will send helpers to you, and your business will come back again in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that fellow, you are pregnant, and the enemy is really attacking your pregnancy. I command the finger of wickedness upon your pregnancy to be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command your pregnancy to be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that have submitted your picture in the coven, I command that power to be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. You will deliver safely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That woman looking for the fruit of the womb, enough is enough. That power that is hitting the baby, that power that is eating the baby in the womb, I command the power to die in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the power to die in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, by the time you conceive, you will never have miscarriage again in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now for that woman that is having an interview, hear the word of the Lord. That woman that is writing promotional exam, right, hear the word of the Lord. The Almighty God will answer you by fire. You are going to come out excellently well. The Holy Ghost will visit you. You will receive favor, and you will pass that exam very well, and you will receive your promotion in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now for anyone that is receiving receiving attack one way or the other, that attack will cease today. God Almighty will fight for you. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will liberate you. The Lord will set you free from the captivity of household wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that today God will favor you. As we march out today, you march out into favor. As we march out today, you march out in God's power. As we march out today, you march out to meeting your destiny helpers. As we march out today, you march out in receiving God's power in the name of Jesus Christ. As we march out today, heaven shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today shall favor you. This week shall favor you. This month shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not come down. Every evil in this month is not your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will guide you. You will be where God wants you to be in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are fighting and contending with your glory, all of them shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. You will receive favor. 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 You will receive favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. In case you want to get in contact with us, you can easily get me and send a text message or send an information to my WhatsApp number on this number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Don't forget the handkerchief I prayed on yesterday. You can continue to apply the handkerchief. That handkerchief is not ordinary handkerchief now. It has become the mantle of power. You can continue to use it like that. Lay it on anything and prophesy. Lay it on yourself and prophesy. Lay it on your children and prophesy. Lay it on any material and prophesy. You will see the hand and the finger of God. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord will take you from this level to the level of a greater favor, the level of greater grace in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola.